We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
North Central University is here in Minneapolis, founded back in 1930, and the president of the university is Scott Hagan. He joins us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Good morning, Mr. President.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I think you're doing, I'm sure, like you, very perplexed by all the things that are happening, very disturbed. And I noticed online that you wrote a real moving piece as well.
Yeah, it definitely has been unlike anything I've seen in my 40 years of professional leadership and living and being a neighbor. And it has just been an unsettling situation. But I do think that it's a time of reckoning. And I think that is necessary for the good that needs to come. So we're really looking for today, the memorial, to be a real table of healing.
Let's talk, if we can, a little bit about the formatics. It is not public, correct?
Yeah, it's not a public. It's for family and invites of the family. So it's a private. It will be a large turnout that is within the social distancing guidelines given to us by the officials. But it is a private event. I think the one in Houston will be more of a public event because this is the first of three memorials.
Do you have any idea how many people you're expecting at this point, Scott?
No, I think there's going to be, there'll be several hundred. You know, we can seat, even with social distancing, but it'll be in actually two locations, the main auditorium and then also our gymnasium, which is rather large. Between those two venues there, there'll probably be several hundred people.
What kind of timeline today?
Well, it'll happen from 1 to 3, and I think the doors are going to open at noon. And, of course, you have to have a VIP badge or a lanyard to get in, having registered for the event. And then it's scheduled to go from 1 to 3, so it should be about a two-hour event.
How did your university happen to be chosen?
Well, you know, it's definitely an undeserved honor. I mean, probably the greatest honor I've had in my lifetime. The family reached out to me. We have on our staff Dr. Ellington Porter, who's one of our faculty. His brother, Takoy Porter, is on the National Action Network Board, and they've been a long time, 20-year friends. And so Ellington is here in Minneapolis. Takoy Porter is in Sacramento. They're both originally from the Twin Cities. But when George Floyd's death happened and the National Action Network took the lead on the funeral, they need to find a location. So Takoy Porter reached out to me and to his brother Ellington and said, would North Central be open to this? And, of course, we wanted to do anything we could to serve the city and, again, just to prepare a place for something, you know, for the family to be able to grieve and to celebrate and to bring some closure for the family. So we were more than happy to provide the facility.
Scott, I know there's heavy hearts out there, yours included, mine, everybody, I can't imagine who wouldn't. And I would ask you, though, if I could, just to tell us more about North Central University here in Minneapolis. What should people know about that institution? Because you are in the national spotlight today.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. You know, the school has always been situated 90 years here in the city. You know, it purchased the old World War I hospital, Asbury Hospital, which is now Miller Hall, right there in Elliott Park. And it has just been this quiet Christian liberal arts university downtown Minneapolis. And so, you know, we also were very strategic with the Super Bowl because of where we're situated right next to U.S. Bank Stadium. We really have become kind of the go-to place for an event like this. You know, we hosted all of the Super Bowl, about 1,100 law enforcement had to close the school for 11 days. And so we're kind of geared. Our team can really pivot well and do a downtown event like this. And we were a host site for the Final Four with Texas Tech. So that aspect pragmatically has been, you know, a natural fit. Now, apart from that, you know, the school has a, just a wonderful series of programs, degrees in education, biology, science, business, and, of course, ministry preparing pastors and missionaries. But it's just a comprehensive school. It's a great school with a very wonderful history of alumni and leaders, and but just really great neighbors. And I just think we are one of the best things about downtown Minneapolis.
I know we have to run here in just a minute or so to get to the news, but I have to ask you, as a leader of a Christian university, and you know as well as anybody that this seems to be a time of hopelessness for many people, and yet you have to lead this university through this time. What's your message to your students and to your faculty there at North Central University?
Well, Dave, especially on the heels of COVID, I mean, you cannot separate the isolation that everyone has felt, the separation, the sense of loneliness, and then this terrible situation has emerged, not only just in our city, but nation. The whole world is alive with what happened here in Minneapolis. And it almost feels like an overwhelming, almost a PTSD situation for people in Minneapolis, that we saw a vivid picture of the man's death on the heels of all this isolation, you know, just super fast. There's a little story, excuse me, in March 6th, where John the Baptist dies. The disciples have to bury John the Baptist. And then immediately they're on a boat. It says they had no time to eat. So now they're operating on an empty stomach. And then Jesus begins to teach all day, thousands of people. And the disciples come to Jesus and say, "We are in a desolate place and the day is far spent. Can you send them away?" They were on an empty stomach. Their hearts were broken over John's death. And yet Jesus said, "No, give them something to eat." So I think even though we've been living under the cloud of death with COVID, and even though this tragic, horrific passing of George Floyd, we can feel like the disciples saying, enough already. And yet Jesus looks to us and says, "I want you to sit the people in groups on green grass." So Jesus restored the humanity of their neighbors in a circle, found a patch of green grass in a desolate wilderness, and began to feed the people. And it says everyone was satisfied. I think the Lord can do the exact same thing today from this table of healing in Minneapolis at North Central, across the city and across the nation and across this world.
President Hagan, thanks for your time, and we appreciate you joining us here on WCCO Radio.
No, thank you, Dave.
From North Central University, the president of the university, Scott Hagan. We'll, of course, have more on that in the news with Steve, and he's up next in just 2 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.